Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the birds bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there. We appreciate you using it, and we know you feel the same way because we do our best to make sure that it helps you with your small business, whatever's on your mind, whatever you got going on, whatever, however much time you have, 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between, we got something that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon. Ed Abel is our guest. We're talking about business planning. And Ed, talk to us some more about getting this planning thing down to where it's in bite sizes, where we can deal with it.
Well, you know, Jim, my philosophy is this. A, we can't do this all ourselves, and frequently what happens, again, as a small business owner, we're overwhelmed, there's thousands of things we have to do. The last thing we're thinking of doing is taking a couple hours, either by ourselves, which I'll talk about and address in a minute, or with a group of people to get facilitated through a process where we can, you know, someone can help us pull out what we're thinking about, and then write out the steps or the actions that are going to be necessary to take to achieve the goal we're looking for.
Right.
And so we live with it in our head. And every holiday season, I spend 2, 3, 4 hours both with my team and my coach, because by myself, I'm going to procrastinate. It's sometimes even hard to know, where do I really want to start? And what's reasonable and attainable? And that's a key component, because frequently left to my own devices, I'm unreasonable, and mm-hmm. the things I try to achieve are not really attainable
right.
in the amount of time I give it. And then, you know, we interpret that as failure if we don't get there.
Right.
And so really what has to happen is, as a business owner, you have to take this serious. This is part of the process. It's not just executing on the work of the day, but it's also executing on putting aside time to plan your next quarter. And
right.
I do it quarterly. I do it with a team. And whether you sit with your friend or you sit with, you know, your executive team, you need to go through what's on everyone's mind to achieve this quarter. What is it that your business is striving to achieve? And how do we get there? And again, I think most of us wing it. You know, we don't take the time to properly plan the actions that we need to take.
Right.
And I want to just go to one other area, which is this whole thing about the fire drill. See, when we don't plan, most of the things we do, we need to draw on the resources, whether it's our team within the organization
right.
or outsourcing. Well, all of a sudden, we want to get things done, but And the perfect example is we don't see the expenses we make in by not planning properly. We're overnighting things
mm-hmm.
rather than, you know, using FedEx Ground. We're not in proper planning for printing. So,
you're saying that planning,
and all that money starts
saying,
to add up.
You're saying when you're talking about planning, see, folks, Ed's talking about granular planning here. You know, you can, and you, these are decisions you make all the time. You probably thought Ed was talking about, do I open my business up? Should I open up a business on the other side of town or on the other side of town? You know, if I'm going to sell $1 million this year, or would I have to settle for $900,000 or whatever? You're
yeah.
talking about planning in a very granular way. You're saying what I've been saying for a long time. Somebody, one of my mentors told me this a long time ago, watch the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
So true. It's hard, but
so
it's
you're
so
saying
true.
Part of your plan would be, okay, guys, every time we send something, let's decide, all right, can this be mailed? That's 43 cents. Can this be, is it, if it can't be mailed, if it needs to go by courier, should we send it overnight? Or could it go, maybe second day would work. Maybe Ground would work. You're saying those kinds of things. You're saying have a plan for that, not just leave it to chance.
Be conscious about it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and really what it talks about is reverse engineering. Just see where you want to go and back into it and back into it with days.
Huh.
You know, like you want to launch a product. When do you want to launch the product? What are the steps that need to happen to launch the product?
Right.
You know, and you know, you're doing an ebook. What's mm-hmm. it going to take to get the ebook onto the website?
So, see, I think a lot of people are saying right now, Ed, a lot of people are saying, but wait a minute, guys, I do that all the time. That's just common sense. Well, what I think maybe they might not, and I believe that, but what I think maybe they might not realize is that they are actually doing business planning. And then you connect those small decisions to the overall outcome of the company. That helps you to make those bigger plans, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. But, you know, again, if you go back to my whole methodology is based on there are 8 business components.
Right.
And if you take these business components and you can get them right off of my website at ablebusinessinstitute.com, just go to our methodology
right.
tab.
Right.
But, you know, when you start looking at these components, each of these components specifically address each area of your business that you're going to have to look at no matter what you're doing, whether it's you're increasing your marketing,
right.
whether it's you're launching another product, you're adding another service, or you're restructuring your financial plan to your employees because
right.
you want to see how to give a raise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, but again, if we don't plan these things and we don't look at these things and we don't bring them out into bite-sized pieces,
yep.
we tend to make these financial planning correctly has financial implications that we don't address.
And organizational implications if,
yeah.
if you don't have the right hiring process. Hold on to that thought. Ed Abel and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.